4. Day trading.
Well, I have to gather some materials for practicing my craft, Nick said as he listed his quest requirements. I've been told there are a few places to find the types of wood I need. There's a flower that grows in the forest used as a catalyst, but there's only one place to get iron. My mentor said there's a mine, but wouldn't tell me where it is. He said I couldn't handle it by myself, Nick told me, looking at his feet for the last bit. I really needed to help him with his confidence. Well, you've got me now, man. Let's go talk to your teacher. Where is he? I asked.
Mayor's house,
Nick replied curtly. He lives with the mayor? I replied, hoping for more information.
He is the mayor, Nick clarified.
This could turn out profitable. Nick was training under the mayor. Maybe this would be a good time to get in good with him. I'd heard that unlike the static quests and NPCs of old MMOs, NPCs in the realms were almost identical to real people. They had their own motivations and goals and could be reasoned with and worked with in a much more dynamic way than just reputation points. Well, let's go talk to the mayor, I said with a grin and walked off. Nick struggled with what to say before realizing I was leaving him behind, so he sprinted to catch up. We walked the short, I swear it isn't a pun, distance across the gnome village to the mayor's house. Letting Nick lead the way, he knocked 3 times in an unusual pattern before opening the door and entering. Well, at least it wasn't shaving a haircut.
Nick, how are you, my boy? Oh, and I see you brought a companion,
the gnome said as he heartily greeted my new friend. He was about the same height as Nick, but chubbier, with much, much whiter hair. Well, the parts that weren't singed were whiter. Now that I was looking, everything was a little singed. His clothing seemed to be purely functional, a leather apron that had been patched many times over and was covered in burns. He seemed dangerous, but not in the kill you in your sleep without making a sound way. No, he was more like the level a city block while trying to invent a new type of pencil sharpener kind of dangerous.
Popple, this is my new friend Jack. He's agreed to help me with my artificer quest, Nick said rather proudly.
Poor guy must not make a lot of friends, I thought to myself. Hello, Popple. It's a pleasure to meet you. Nick said something about needing to go into a mine, I asked in hopes of probing for information. If I had to guess, it has a monster problem that needs cleared up. That's why you didn't want Nick to go alone, right? Popple tapped the side of his nose and grinned at me.
Yes, yes, that is exactly the problem, young man. Our friend Nick here seems to be a natural when it comes to tinkering and inventing, but not quite the go-getter when it comes to a fight.
Nick seemed to be blushing at the backhanded compliment, only to perk up and stare at me curiously. I guess it never dawned on him that Popple had so little faith in his combat abilities.
So, what individually weak but dangerous in large numbers type of monster are we expecting?
That earned me a big, toothy grin. It was always this sort of quest early on, wasn't it?
Kobolds, my boy! Place is overrun with them! We haven't been able to mine properly in years! If you'd thin the herd, so to speak, I'd greatly appreciate it. Usually clearing out the first level of the mine buys us some time to be able to go in and mine for a bit before they have enough numbers to take it back.
Rogue 3 updated. Mayor Popple has asked you to protect the adventurer Nick while he gathers materials for crafting. Kobolds sound like good target practice, too. Clear the top floor for Popple for an extra reward.
Sorry if it's a stupid question, but why not completely clear out the mine so that it can be fully operational? I said, and a glimmer of hope, I think, showed in his eyes.
Honestly, we assumed adventurers such as yourselves wanted to get to the big cities as quickly as possible, he said, shocked at the sudden shift in the conversation. To answer your question, though, if you could clear out everything there, you'd have the option to take it over. You'd own it and be entitled to all profits the mine generated. We could supply guards and miners, but their pay would come out of your earnings.
Minor threat, hidden quest. Objective, clear all kobolds and claim the mine. Reward, Gnome Theron Iron Mine. The respect of the gnomes. More complicated tax forms. Note, as a hidden quest, you cannot accept or refuse. Not completing the quest will not have a directly negative impact on your character.
Alfred, what the hell are hidden quests?
They are quests available to any player who asks the right questions or looks in the right places, but are not readily known to be available. Generally, the reward is much higher than standard quests, he explained.
That makes sense, especially if the mine can be used to generate income. Sounds like it's mutually beneficial to clean the whole thing out and take back the mine. How do you know they won't simply come back?
Oops. I figured roleplay would be helpful when dealing with these NPCs. Plus, it just seemed to feel right talking to them as though it was all real.
Well, son, as long as it isn't a proper dungeon, once they're gone, they're gone. Only a dungeon can refill itself with monsters if they're completely wiped out.
Good to know. All right, then. If you'd be so kind as to mark the mine location on a map or something, we'll be on our way, I said to the mayor, eager to get started.
Nick, who was apparently taking all this in at a pace of about 75% of the conversational speed Popple and I kept, apparently realized right that very second that he was going to have to fight stuff.
How could someone possibly be that scared of kobolds?
Popple marked the mine as about being about a 30-minute walk, assuming you weren't a species that capped out at around 311. Knowing where we were going and exactly what route we were taking, it was time for some shopping.
Wait, Alfred, how much gold do I have?
None, sir. Well, fuck. Nick, I need a favor.
At this point, a normal person would take the pregnant pause as a cue to ask what the favor is.
Nick took the pregnant pause as a cue to stare at me like I was speaking Martian and his universal translator had broken.
Maybe he just never really talks to people that much, I thought to myself. I hope this didn't last forever with him.
Have you made any gold since you started? A quick shake of the head and some blinking brought him out of whatever dazed state the beginning of a normal conversation had left him in.
50 gold? Why? He responded.
It seemed like whatever was going on with him earlier was over.
Nick, it's time to invest. We need a few things that we, and by that I mean you, need to buy before we go. I told him.
There was the confused face again.
Okay, look, before anyone judges me, I had no intention of trying to scam him out of his money. I promise. I just needed to build up his confidence in me, like the beginning of a scam, so he trusted me enough to help. If all went well, we should both make a nice bit of gold to get us started.
What do you think we need, Jack? Nick said through squinting eyes.
He's doubting me already?
Okay, step one, get him off balance. Nothing, Nick. I don't think we need anything. That made him stop dead in his tracks. Step two, pull him in with a grand but vague promise.
Do you want to hear about what I know we need? Do you want to hear about my plan to get us well-funded for the foreseeable future?
No distrusting squinting was left now. I could almost hear him thinking about all the gadgets he could make with a big pile of gold.
Okay, Jack, what do we need? Came his suddenly determined reply.
Got him.
Step three, give him enough details that he believes the plan will work, but not enough that he can start picking holes in it.
We need two pickaxes, some travel rations, a wagon, and some sort of beast of burden. He was doing the math in his head that I'd already done. Better cut that train of thought before he second-guessed.
If I had to guess, we're looking at about 10 gold for two pickaxes, 12 gold for two rations per person per day for 3 days, and about 50 gold for a horse and wagon.
Realizing those numbers added up to more than 50 gold total, Nick wanted to interrupt again, but I addressed those fears first.
Don't worry about it. I'll sweet-talk my way into some discounts, I said, before flashing him my best Cheshire grin and starting back towards the market.
Look, son, I'd love to give you a discount on these pickaxes, but business is all but non-existent around here when it comes to mining supplies, so I have to make the money when I can,
the proprietor of the general goods store said when I asked if he could give us a better price than 5 gold per tool.
That's what we heard from the mayor, sir. That's also why I promised to clear the kobolds and take control of the mine from them. Well, promise to clear them if I can do some mining when we get there to confirm the ore is worth taking it. I'd imagine things will pick up once the mine is up and running again.
If one were to have listened very closely to the shopkeeper's head at that very moment, I guarantee you'd have been able to hear the gears turning as he ran the cost-benefit analysis of selling these to me cheaply right now for the possible reward of steady business once we were done in the mine.
What sort of deal do you have in mind, adventurer?
Well, 2 pickaxes for 5 gold. If I clear the mine, I pay you the 5 gold you discount me. If we aren't able to, we return the pickaxes back to you. We also need rations, and we can buy 12 for another 5 gold. That way, you get 10 gold for no matter what, plus the rest of what we should have paid today when we finish the mine. You'll miss out on 17 gold today, but when we return, you'll get a minimum 10 gold plus pickaxes you can resell for 10 gold. So, in 3 days, you'll have made at least 8 gold more than if you'd sold these to anyone else. I did my best to maintain eye contact so that I came across as trustworthy, but I really wished I could have taken a full look at Nick's face. Every word must have made his jaw drop a little bit more at the impossible logic I was relying on. New skill, Bluff, level 1. Plus 1% chance to trick/deceive someone. Note, there is no charisma stat in the realms. Social skills like Bluff combine with your own conversational talents and situational factors to determine your success or failure. New skill, Haggle, level 1, plus 1 to 10% selling price, minus 1 to 10% buying cost. Thanking him for his time and his willingness to invest in the future of the mine and the town, we moved on to the stables. Wait a minute. Why does a gnomish town have full-sized horses? There's no way they can ride them, right? I asked my guide.
You are correct in that they cannot ride them, sir. However, smaller horses would have great difficulties pulling many of the heavy shipments and devices the gnomes are often required to move.
Fair enough, I suppose.
Welcome, lads. I expect you're wanting to get yourselves a horse or two, the jovial stable master greeted us as we approached.
Looking closely, I realized he was probably the tallest gnome we'd seen so far. Of course, that only meant he was about 4'3".
That we are, sir. Hoping to rent a horse and wagon for about 3 days or so. And if I'm being honest with you, sir, we only have about 20 gold left on us.
Your bluff has increased to level 2.
Whew! That is a bit of a predicament. What do you boys need it for anyway?
He believed we were broke, but didn't trust our intentions. Well, sir, we're hoping to clear the mine out in a couple of days and would like to have the wagon to bring back our spoils and maybe some ingots. Mention of the mine brought that hopeful look to his eyes that I'd seen before since I got the hidden quest. At this point, even if the mine wasn't about to turn into my cash cow, I'd probably still help.
Well, son, I'm afraid I can't do it for that long, for that cheap,
he responded with disappointment. Well, if that was how he responded, he clearly wanted to help. So, I'd give him some. After a few minutes of discussions involving times and maps, he agreed to have someone meet us in 3 days' time to collect us and our loot. All for the low price of 10 gold. Haggle has increased to level 2.